Hello, people of God, this is Dat Nobo, and you're listening to the Winning Life Audio Devotional. Today, I want to talk to you on a subject, or speak to you on a subject. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. Let me read quickly in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Acts, chapter number 1, and verse number 8. Jesus, in declaring to his disciples, he says to them, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Jesus says, "You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Let us look at Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. The word of God says, Acts 4:33 says, "With great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." With great power, they give witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. It is the Holy Spirit who empowers us with the boldness to witness Christ, to be bold enough to talk to people about our experience with Jesus Christ. I find that one of the greatest messages you can ever preach as a child of God is to witness Christ in a way that you talk to people about your own experience. And I try to look up the word so that we understand what the word witness means. A witness is a person who sees an event take place. In other words, you were there when it happened. What better way to talk about Jesus than to tell people what he has done for you? I have witnessed. I'm a witness of his power. If you have been healed by him, if you have received the miracle, you are a witness of his power. If you have been delivered from something, if you have been delivered from a habit, if you have been delivered from something that almost cost you your life, you are a witness of his deliverance. I'm a witness of his miracle. I'm a witness of his salvation. I witnessed the event. I was there when it happened. I'm a witness of miracles. I've seen blind eyes open. I'm a witness of miracles. A witness also is a person who has knowledge of a development from observation or experience. A person who has knowledge of a development from observation or experience. I've witnessed God's hand upon my life. I've been in situations when I didn't know how to come out of, and God made a way where there seems to be no way. Where there was no way, he made a way. So I can boldly tell people that it pays to put your trust and faith in God, because he makes a way where there seems to be no way. I'm a witness of it. The Bible says that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. It is when we begin to declare with boldness, to tell people and let them know that Jesus is Lord. You are a witness. Jesus told us, he said, "Greater works than this you would do." In other words, whatever you have seen me do, whatever you have read about that I did, you have been empowered to do more. So if I heal the sick, you can heal the sick. If I worked miracles, you can work miracles. You have to believe that you are able to do the things that I have empowered you to do. What is the problem? The problem basically is the fact that we do not have faith enough to believe that we can do it. So we have people in the church who have taught that Jesus was referring only to the pastors or referring to those who have been called into ministry. But it says, in my name, you will cast out demons. In my name, you will heal the sick. If you drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt you. In my name, you will do great things. In my name. Peter and John went to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer. And by the beautiful gate, they met a man. He was over 40 years. Acts chapter 3. It says, now Peter and John went up to the temple, or went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. From verse 1, I'm reading from verse 1. It says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on them with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said to him, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. He gave us his name. I pray for you today, and as I pray for myself, that we would rise with boldness to declare the word of God, to rise with boldness, to declare in the name of Jesus, to declare and command the sick to be healed. That in the name of Jesus. I like the 7th verse of Acts chapter 3, where it says that Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And the Bible says that immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. God has called us to the ministry of lifting people, that in the name of Jesus, as we lift them up, that immediately they receive strength. In the name of Jesus, as we lay hands on them, immediately they are healed. They are healed. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command the healing power of God to come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee would bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you right now. In Jesus' name. There is power in that name. Lift your voice and give him praise. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you and give you great grace. May you operate in the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. May great miracles be done through your hands. That wherever you find yourself, lay hands on the sick. Witness Jesus. Speak to people about Jesus. Let them be saved because you spoke to them. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you richly. You've been listening to the Winning Life Audio Devotional, and this has been your brother, Dadson Owo. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Bye-bye.